time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Giants on Sunday.
Yeah, going after holding them to 236 yards, yeah, I think I tied like a season low for you guys. Did that kind of show how seriously you kind of took the Giants this week?
Yeah, you take every single opponent throughout the league very serious. At the end of the day, each of those guys on that side of the ball have a job. And at the end of the day, they're going to do what they have to do to the best of their ability because it's their job. And it's our job to do everything to the best of our ability. And we just got the mindset after the bye, like this is a new season for us. So focus one game at a time. We check this off, enjoy this for a couple hours, move on to Pittsburgh. So that's the focus.
John usually talks about the 24-hour rule after a game, but he just told us you guys have already turned the page to the Steelers. So does it already feel like a different kind of week for you guys?
Yeah, it's a short week for sure. So, you know, there's one less day. So I know myself personally, like, I'm not going to watch Pittsburgh tonight. But tomorrow I'll definitely get on to Pittsburgh. I'm personally going to enjoy this one on this bus ride. And then at home tonight, just relax a little bit. Maybe hang out with Dolph. It's his birthday. So maybe kick it with him or do something like that. But, yeah, got to shift the focus to Pittsburgh, knowing that it's going to be a very important game. And we control what we control. And that's our focus. And just got to go out and do what we do and be ourselves. And we know if we be ourselves, everything will fall in our favor.
Roquan, you've been asked about Lamar countless times since you've been on the Ravens. What is it? He's probably having the best season of his career. What has it been like to watch him this year? You know, not just from a number standpoint, but how he's led the team offensively.
Yeah, absolutely. Got a great deal of respect for Lamar. He knows that. And everyone around the building does as well. And, like, I actually was chatting with him, I don't know when this was, but recently, and I just told him, like, yeah, bro, you know, you done had MVP years and different things like that, but I told him, hey, you playing a different style of ball, like, right now, and it's not like just he want to beat you from the pocket, and then, you know, if that's not available, then he can take it down, like, running second. So it's kind of crazy, and then, like, how he can get through his reads, and create more time, make his line better, like everything, man. Like, what the guy's doing is truly special, and you just have to actually be next to the guy and actually just watching him from a view to truly appreciate, like, some of the things that he's doing. So, and I've always said, extremely happy that he's on my team, and I'm not playing against him because a lot of headaches for sure.
Roquan, I know, like you said, you're going to take this and enjoy this game, but with the magnitude of that Steelers game coming up on Saturday, do you think it's going to be more than just, you know, your typical division game heading into that one?
It's gonna be a hostile environment for sure. Make no mistake about that. Like, those guys are gonna come in, and we knowing what's on the line. It's the division title, and each and every team in the division want to win a division. So you're willing to put everything on the line for that. And I know myself personally, I'm ready to go out on my shield one way or another. And I know a lot of the guys in the locker room feel the same exact way. And so that's what it's gonna be. Check your manhood, do your job. You do that, we'll win the game. So that's all of what it's about. Every single person do their job, and if we do that, we'll like the results. It's just that simple.
Bro, what have you seen from Malik and Chris Ford playing next to you?
Yeah, those guys are great. Got a lot of respect for CB, been a great teamer his entire career. And, you know, when he's asked to play linebacker pretty good as well. And Malik, man, I love that guy physicality. Like, the guy will knock your face mask off. Like, I love – yeah, it's pretty crazy. But I just enjoy being out there with those guys, veteran guys. Got a lot of respect for them. And just, like, when they see things, they don't let the same thing beat them twice. So it's awesome just being out there with those guys. Got a lot of respect for them, and they're just going to continue to keep getting better, as well as Trent. I got a lot of respect for him and who he is as a person, as well as a player, young player, do all the right things, and, like, going to have a bright future in this league. So I'm just excited of our room. Got a great deal of respect for every single person in there. They bust their tail day in and day out. So you can't argue with that, and that's just something that I truly look forward to every day, spending time with those guys.
Roquan, it seems like you guys got out of this pretty good health-wise, coming off the bye. I mean, just the overall injury luck that you guys have had this year, how good do you feel kind of going into Week 16, maybe compared to other Decembers in years past?
truth be told, I feel really, really good. Like, the bye week was awesome. Having that, even more so mentally for myself, like, just having that bye week and then just getting back in, like, it was just almost like a breath of fresh air, like, just being away from it, because you're tied up in it every single day, regardless of what days you're coming into the facility. You're truly one day off, but that day is really not off because you're still doing things focused around work. So when you think about it, just being able to truly get away, it was a lot, and it was very meaningful. So I'm grateful for that. And now it's just like, get going. I feel really good. I can't speak for anyone else. So I feel really good. So I'm just excited about that and just to keep going. Then coming out of this game a little sooner. So I'll be on 10 Saturday.
Looks like you guys had a pretty big celebration for Ardarius for kind of icing the game there at the end. Just how good is it to see a guy like that make that kind of play?
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for AD, the type of player he is and the type of person that he is. On a daily, busts his tail, never asks for any handouts, go get everything out the mud. And when you're an individual like that, this can't, oh, too short, too small, oh, maybe not this or maybe not that. He got the mentality, F everything, you know, I'm going to prove it. Play in and play out. And like, when things like that happen to people who bust their tail day in and day out, I just love to see it. The guy prepare just like no other, and he just showed those bunnies on that play. I told him he got the best bunnies on the team, and like, he needed though for his height, but he's a damn good player.